From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A powerful suicide blast in a Quetta hospital in Pakistan killed at least 70 people and wounded more than 100 others Monday. Most of the victims were lawyers. They had gathered to mourn the killing of a legal colleague during a drive-by shooting. Both attacks claimed by the Pakistan Taliban offshoot Jamaat-ul-Ahrar. Terrorism expert Greg Barton of Australia's Deakin University was asked about Islamic State's claim the group is an affiliate.
This group, Jamaat-ul-Ahrar, broke away from the Tehrik-i Taliban Pakistan almost exactly 2 years ago in August 2014, and it's now a fierce rival. Now, of course, Islamic State is a fierce rival of the Taliban, both in Pakistan and in Afghanistan, and it's picking up disgruntled members of the Taliban. So it's plausible that it's now established some alliance with Jamaat-ul-Ahrar. If that were to be confirmed, that would be a very bad development. At this stage, it's just a claim.
The group claimed responsibility for an Easter Day attack in the second largest Pakistani city, Lahore, in March, in which more than 70 people were killed. Rebel fighters in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo killed at least 7 civilians overnight Sunday in Kabanda, north of Goma, in North Kivu province, the region plagued by dozens of armed groups, many of them ethnic Hutus, that attack civilians and exploit the region's mineral reserves. Meanwhile, a power struggle appears to have gone public within the Sunni Nigerian insurgent group Boko Haram, with longtime leader Abubakar Shekau seen in a new video claiming he is leader and his rival Abu Musab al-Barnawi unqualified. He dismissed reports he was dead. He last appeared in a video in March. Barnawi, named as Boko Haram's new leader last week, has vowed not to attack fellow Muslims. This is VOA News.